I am told that there was recently a blitz at Bunbury Regional Prison. A blitz not necessarily on the prisoners, but on the staff. I've been told that a blitz, a search, random drug tests, random breath tests, that it caught a few prison officers red-handed. I'm told that one officer was in possession of a meth pipe, took it to work, a meth pipe, and was subsequently discovered when that prison officer was searched. Another prison officer tested positive for cannabis. Another prison officer blew over the limit for alcohol at work. I put all of that to the Department of Justice and they have confirmed that that is the case. They say it was a corrective services operation at Bunbury Regional Prison. Two officers have been stood down from duty, one of whom has been charged by WA Police pursuant to Section 50 of the Prisons Act and is going to appear in the Bunbury Magistrates Court. The other two matters have been referred to the department's Professional Standards Division. Now, a department spokesman says that the discovery of drug and alcohol use was a result of the department's new drug strategy, which aims to cover anyone who works, visits, or is detained in a correctional facility. And you'll recall that there's been a string of these revelations that I've brought you over about the last 12 months. And the commissioner was in late last year with the minister, Fran Logan, and he said, look, we're targeting this stuff. We want to clean it up. So I guess they're saying that these detections are part of this new approach to try and clean up the prisons. The spokesman goes on to say this, drug and contraband searching and testing is carried out through random and intelligence-led methods and is proving highly successful. We're proud to say that the vast majority of our staff do the right thing and they do not tolerate behaviour by others that would bring their profession into disrepute. The statement goes on, we're committed to a robust and balanced approach to tackling drugs in prison with initiatives including wastewater drug monitoring, a review of the penalties and sanctions for trafficking drugs to ensure they are a sufficient deterrent, and increasing the number of drug detection dogs across the prison estate. So, three officers in trouble, one with a meth pipe, one testing positive for cannabis, one blowing over for alcohol. They're in strife. One of them's gone to court. I've had report, unconfirmed at this stage, about another staff member who's in strife at a different prison. I've put that to the department. I'm waiting on a response. If we get that today, I'll tell you, but I'll certainly tell you about it on Monday.